This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by one of the most dynamic, brilliant leaders I get to visit with. We're joined today by Vianne Antrim, the system-wide chief nursing officer at Cone Health. Cone Health is a magnificent healthcare system. We're going to talk to Vianne today about where she's most focused this year, about her career, advice for leaders, and a lot more. Vianne, could you take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Cone Health?
Sure. So I'm Vianne Antrim, the system-wide chief nursing officer at Cone Health. Cone Health is an integrated healthcare delivery system located in Greensboro, North Carolina. We have 5 acute care hospitals, over 160 ambulatory sites. We have some freestanding med centers, and then we have an accountable care organization called Triad Healthcare Network, and we have a payer product called Health Team Advantage that are part of our system.
And tell us a little bit about your background and your career journey to chief nursing officer.
Yeah, so I actually started my career in accounting because I thought math, computers, and money, I like all of those. But sometimes your path leads you to somewhere different. And so I went back to school for nursing, started out as an uncertified aide, was an LPN, an RN, and spent the first 11 years of my career in clinical practice before moving into progressive leadership roles. And so I began my journey in Western New York, came to Greensboro by way of Buffalo, New York, and spent a lot of time there, and have just really enjoyed doing things both inside of nursing and outside of nursing, and really being able to have nursing have a seat and a voice at the table.
And what was the transition like from being a practicing nurse at one point to leading nurses? Talk about that transition and how that was.
Yeah, so for me, I wanted to be able to do more things for more people. So I really loved the bedside and taking care of my patients and all of the people that come with them. But I wanted to be able to do more. And the path to do that is through leadership, where you can really take care of the patients, the people that come with them, the community, and the people who take care of them. And so that's really what prompted me to move into leadership. Sometimes those leadership changes were within the same place that I worked at. So I actually spent time in one organization where I went from being a subordinate to being a peer to being a supervisor of some of the people on the team. And you really have to navigate that quite carefully. You have to always make sure that you are demonstrating respect and understand the value that each individual person brings to their role and to their job. And so having open lines of communication and really enough humility and vulnerability to have conversations about what that can look like was really helpful to me in my career.
And Vianne, take a second on this. As you move into bigger and bigger systems, bigger and bigger roles, showing appreciation to people, because there's a certain amount that you interact with directly and others you interact on a more broad way. How do you make sure that people still get that message of appreciation and trying to know those people and care about those people as you move into more institutional, more system-wide roles?
Yeah, I think it's important to use a lot of different mechanisms to be able to do that. So when I go out rounding, I take selfies with people and I post them on social media, and you cannot imagine the impact that that has had on people. I've actually had people thank me for taking a picture with them, where I'm really like, no, thank you for everything that you do and all of the work that you are doing to take care of the people that we serve. So that is one great way to do that. And then it's memorialized and people kind of share it to their feed. Of course, we do formal recognition programs like the DAISY Award and things of that nature. I have a monthly town hall that's open to all of our staff across the system, and our site CNOs join me as panelists on that so that everyone has the opportunity not only to hear important updates that are happening in a consistent way across the system, but also has the ability to ask questions or talk about anything that they're hearing out there or rumors or anything that they want to talk about. Really, nothing's off of the table. And then there's a monthly newsletter where we really try to highlight different great things that people are doing around the system. And so that has a good readership too. And then my dyad partner, who is our chief medical officer for the system, we co-author a newsletter that goes out to the entire enterprise. And it's very widely read. We started that during COVID, and that's also another great way to help people connect meaning to the work that they're doing and for us to be able to celebrate and recognize all of the contributions that every single person is making across our system.
Thank you very, very much. And advice that you would give to emerging leaders, Mayan, what do you tell emerging leaders about leadership?
I think the first thing that I would tell them is, one, find a mentor who's in a position that maybe you're aspiring to that could give you some insights into leadership. Leadership takes a special person. You could be very good clinically and have that skill set. Leadership is a totally different skill set. And a lot of times when people see leaders, they see the wonderful aspects of the job and they don't necessarily see all of the decisions and wrestling and grappling with difficult topics or hard choices between two different things that you may want to do. So it's really important to have a mentor. I would say definitely connect with professional organizations in your field so that you really can start to learn some of the things that are entailed in leadership, regardless of what role you sit in from a leadership perspective in the organization. You're going to bring functional acumen, you're going to bring business acumen, and you're going to bring people acumen. And so really understanding not only where your strengths are, but where your gaps are is important. And then I would also say go to conferences. So one of the things I love about Becker's annual healthcare conference is it's all different roles together. There are a variety of topics, regardless of what you're interested in or what you want to learn about. And I've met many people there that I stay connected with till this day over the years. And it's always great to catch up with people when I go. So those are the things that are really important to do. And also, pursue certification, because just the pursuit of a certification is going to give you some additional preparation about what to expect in a leadership role.
Thank you. And finally, talk about sort of starting the second quarter of 2024 almost. What are you most excited about this year?
So this year, I'm really excited about an AI platform that we are launching in partnership with Lirio that is specifically geared toward hypertension. So there are new regulations that came out at the beginning of the year for health systems to measure health equity. And we've been doing this for a while now at Cone Health. And so we're specifically looking at improving hypertension in our Black and African American communities. So like the national average for hypertension control is 51.25%, which isn't great. And so at Cone Health, we had a 70% hypertension control for our white population, but we were only around 62% for our Black and African American patients. And so, we've launched a series of different tactics to improve that and reduce/eliminate that disparity. And we figured that out last year. And so we're really excited that we co-developed this hypertension module with Lirio that will benefit not only patients at Cone Health, but it will benefit patients across the nation for anyone who chooses to use that platform. So I'm really excited about that. And I could go on and on because there's tons of stuff happening at Cone Health, but that's one of the ones that I personally am excited about.
And that's fantastic. And Cone Health is still the size system, a few billion dollars, where somebody could really feel the impact of what they're doing pretty directly. Take a moment on one or two other things you're excited about this year, if you don't mind, Vianne.
Yeah, so we launched virtual nursing this year, and I think we probably did it a little bit differently than some of our colleagues. And so I'm really excited about the impact that that is having on a difficult unit. So we decided to launch on a neuroprogressive care unit where you have a lot of traumatic brain injury patients and things like that. And both our virtual nurses and the nurses on the floor, our patients and our providers love it. They love it. Having that additional experience and that additional set of eyes on every single patient. And it's really allowed us to be able to hire successfully into that department and then also retain staff. So I'm very excited about that. And then we created and trademarked a retention tool called StayMap. So also very excited about that. We've been launching this throughout Cone Health for the last 2 years, and we've really seen some great wins in being able to retain our staff by partnering with our staff to create a healthy work environment that's specific to each individual unit. So I'm pretty excited about that too.
Fantastic. And Vianne, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today? And thank you for all that you do. Anything else you'd like to share with listeners today that's top of mind?
You know, I think the thing that's top of mind that I would share with everybody is we have to figure out how we're going to innovate despite being one of the most regulated industries in this country. There are so many people that are counting on us to be able to deliver them care. And I think finances certainly play a huge part in that. We really have to dig deep to innovate, to leverage technology, and to be able to do some of the things that people are counting on us to do in very different ways than we've done in the past. So I think we have to have the courage to be discontinuous from our past and create the future of healthcare delivery. So that's the thought I would leave people with, Scott.
Vianne, always a pleasure to visit with you. What a remarkable leadership. Thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.